First of all, let me add my appreciation to and applaud His Excellency Matteo Renzi, President of the Council of Ministers of Italy, for his passionate and incisive statement this morning. Royal Highness Princess Lala Hosna of Morocco, His Excellency Masharia Kamau, UN Secretary General Special Envoy on El Nino and Climate, Excellencies, colleagues Jose Graziano da Silva and Etherine Cousin, esteemed colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to congratulate my colleagues at FAO for their decision to put not only climate change, food and agriculture in the spotlight of this World Food Day, but also the importance of smallholder producers. If we are ever to break the cycle of poverty and hunger, we must focus our efforts on building the resilience of smallholders. Why? Because 3/4 of the world's poorest and undernourished people live in the rural areas of developing countries. Because most of these women and men depend on small-scale agriculture for their lives and livelihoods. And because smallholders confront the challenges of poverty, hunger, and often conflict and climate change on a daily basis with limited resources. It is true that food and agriculture must change because the climate is changing. And part of that change requires making smallholder farmers resilient to climate change. But if we wish to rid the world of the scourge of hunger, we ourselves must change. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the last time I will have the honor of addressing you on World Food Day in my present capacity as President of IFAD. And so I would like to take this opportunity to speak a little bit freely. My institution represents 176 member states. Our sister agency, the World Food Programme, has about 90-plus member states. And our host today, FAO, also has 190-plus member nations, plus 2 associate members. In other words, the Rome-based agencies represent the desire of every nation on Earth to end hunger and eliminate poverty. And every year for almost a decade now, I have joined with my fellow heads of agency to commemorate World Food Day and call for action to put an end to hunger. But there is only so much that the UN agencies can do. To succeed in ending hunger, each and every one of these nations that support us and our missions must also do their part, whether as donors or as recipients, to fulfill their commitment to Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals. It is time to move beyond words, beyond conferences, and beyond commemorations to take concrete action. Enough of the rhetoric. There is something terribly wrong with the world. A world where 800 million children, women and men, are severely undernourished. There is something terribly wrong with our world, where 160 million children are stunted for lack of sufficient nutrients in their early years. And there is something terribly wrong with a world that today grows more than enough food for every person on our planet. And yet, so many hundreds of millions go hungry. Does it make sense that one third of the food that we produce is lost or goes to waste when millions go to bed hungry? Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, there is something terribly wrong with our world. Agriculture is a long-term business. A tree does not mature in one day, in one week, or even in one year. It takes patience and foresight to invest in the future of food systems. And our work that we do, the three agencies, is a long-term business. Success will require the investment of time, effort, and money from donors and developing nations alike, the international community, day after day, week after week, and month after month, until rural areas have been transformed, until they offer a range of opportunities and decent and dignified living, particularly for young people. Success also requires leadership, good governance, the rule of law, and a commitment to the disadvantaged, the invisible, particularly women, the indigenous people and the youth who live far from cities and capitals and seats of government and who too often are forgotten. They must be included as partners in all development efforts. Most of all, success requires concerted action. So today, the last time I will make this call to action to the Rome-based development and international community, on this World Food Day, I hope that my call to action will not just be just another call. Thank you.
Your Royal Highness, Princess Lala Hassana of Morocco, Your Excellency, Mr. Kamar, United Nations Special Envoy presenting on behalf of the Secretary General, Your Excellency, Fernando Arellano, who gave us those great words from Papa Francesco. To my colleagues, Mr. Jose Graciano da Silva, who has convened us yet again for another World Food Day. And my colleague, Kanaya Nwanze, who delivered a powerful message to all of us and who will be missed as he leaves us. And I noted that he said this was his last address to us in his capacity as president of IFAD. We must continue to hear his voice, even after he leaves his post. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we've heard a lot of speeches this morning. And as we sit here today on the southern tip of Madagascar, the 1.2 million hungry people offer us yet another stark example of what we're talking about, what this conversation has been all about this morning. The faces of hungry poor people provide us with an example, a real-time example of what happens when poverty and climate change meet. For these families, the rains didn't come for 2 years. And then last year, the worst drought in recorded history resulted in a third failed harvest. Beautiful, beautiful black children with red, blonde, and even white hair dot the countryside. of southern Madagascar, presenting us with visible evidence of the widespread new chronic micronutrient deficiency plaguing their communities. We all know the truth, that these children are the failure of climate justice, the failure of political will, but that sadly, these children exemplify the reality that El Nino has wrought upon 60 million people worldwide, as we heard from the special envoy. So as we come together today to mark another World Food Day, we must renew and reinvigorate our efforts to build more durable food and agricultural systems, as well as more effective social protection programs. Working together, each of us, as Rome-based agencies, and with the governments and civil society, the other UN agencies, the private sector, and of course with mayors and communities and the people we serve. As Kanayo so powerfully stated, it's not about more conferences or more plans. It's most importantly about the requisite work that we must perform on the ground. The planet's most vulnerable people are demanding and depending on us to get this right. Our shared commitment to achieving zero hunger depends on us getting this right. Moving beyond the SDGs as a visionary statement to a 2030 reality of universal and peace and prosperity for all requires us to get this right. Climate change is already stretching the humanitarian system financially and operationally. In 2013, over 90% of the natural disasters were climate-related. And more than 80% of the world's hungry people today live in countries prone to natural disasters and environmental degradation. Just last week, when I visited those babies in Madagascar, where I saw those beautiful children. And I met with their mothers and other women who told me the drought meant they had nothing to feed their babies except cactus fruit. So we must act now. So WFP is scaling up to reach 1 million people together with our partners with food and cash assistance. And starting this month, in time for the planting season, FAO and WFP will also work to provide food, seeds, and tools. And we're providing the food so people don't need to eat those seeds because they have nothing else. And the seeds and tools we're providing now, because this is the beginning of the planting season, and the projection tells us that the rains will come this year. But unless we act now, these families will miss those rains and miss what could potentially be the first productive planting season in 4 years. But right now, the money hasn't come. The will is there, the resources are not. So we will continue to make the plans to perform the work, but we require the support to ensure our capacity to deliver. And across the global community, we, all of us working together, will continue to target and support women farmers as a part of our efforts to develop inclusive, sustainable food systems. For example, as we roll out the patient procurement platform, gender empowerment is critical to improving food security. And giving women farmers more resources could free as many as 150 million people from hunger. But as we go further, we know that financial innovation is critical for helping farmers and communities become more resilient and productive, raising incomes and lifting more people out of poverty. We've partnered with Swiss Re and Oxfam to launch the R4 Rural Resilience Initiative. In 2015, it helped almost 200,000 smallholder farmers in Ethiopia, Malawi, Senegal, and Zambia mitigate the risk they face from climate change. In Ethiopia, using R4, we're saving more than twice as much. Not we. Again, that collective we the farmers, are saving more than twice as much as without insurance. And they invest those assets in seeds, fertilizer, and more productive tools that will support the reduction of post-harvest losses. We also know that we must address the challenges of financial innovation, and that financial innovation must also include financial inclusion. How do we make the life and livelihood savings cash-based transfers that we've all embraced as a necessary humanitarian tool the open door to financial safety nets and financial inclusion for the most vulnerable? We know in the future, financial or cash-based benefits will potentially offer the platforms that will allow vulnerable, the poorest people to access organizations and institutions, and not just the institution that is providing the service and support. We know that that means that that access will result in the opportunity for them to save more, or to save for the first time, to collect remittances potentially on the same card that provides the benefit from an institution, ultimately offering security and hope, even when the rains don't come. Making this possibility a reality will again require all of us as providers to work together through systems interoperability, supporting data sharing, requiring trust in each other and support from all of you as our member states. And as we heard today, yes, we must provide more durable systems. Yes, we must provide access to financial inclusion, but we must also address the challenges of waste, working together to address those challenges. Because you heard His Excellency Matteo Renzi talk about waste and the opportunities here in Europe. But we know that on the continent of Africa, the post-harvest, the waste is in the form of post-harvest losses, and that the total post-harvest loss on an annual basis exceeds all the food aid brought in by WFP and the entire humanitarian community on an annual basis. Imagine the difference in the lives we could make by just eliminating the post-harvest waste. So these are issues that we know the answer to. We know the consequences of inaction. And we are all committed to the opportunity that action will provide. And that is a more peaceful and prosperous world for us all by 2030, bringing the sustainable agenda, the Sustainable Development Agenda of 2030 to life. But ladies and gentlemen, climate change is not waiting, and not waiting for us to develop the right agreements. Climate change requires that we work together to perform and deliver the results that are necessary. Because climate change is not waiting, neither can we. Without concerted action, all of us working together, millions more will know the misery of hunger, reversing hard-won development gains and pushing the sustainable development goals and the opportunity that achieving those goals provides out of the reach of the world's most vulnerable. Climate change, food security, and economic development are not separate challenges. They are different facets of the same challenge. So let's, on this World Food Day, join together Rome-based agencies, member states, the governments we serve, the private sector, other UN agencies, the mayors and the communities we serve. Let us all step up our efforts and work together in partnership to find the solutions that will finally and forever consign hunger to our collective global history. This we can achieve. Thank you.